This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave, dairy processors met last week in San Antonio for IDFA's annual conference. They had plenty to talk about, including last week's December milk production and cold storage reports. What were some of the takeaways?
Well, the takeaways are high-value whey protein, still real good, strong demand there. And I would say on the other side of the coin, on the bearish side, I would say fat and butter are leaning lower, and the thought is, well, not widely spoken about at the conference, downside risks exist for the butter market. As far as milk production is concerned, we're still lagging quite a bit behind where we would normally be, principally driven by California. Last week, we got the milk production data out, or kind of had a chance to digest it while at the conference. In any event, down 0.5% total U.S., all that really coming out of California, down 6.8%. And the rest of the U.S. is up about 1%. One other thing that was talked about in terms of milk production is that organic milk is extremely tight right now. There may be several reasons for this, but one of the, if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, looks like there's been a lot of plant-based folks or U.S. consumers that were, you know, typically buying the plant-based milk alternatives. They're migrating over to animal-based products in the past, let's call it 12 months. And they're doing that, but they're going to organic. And it's really tightened up the organic market for fresh fluid milk.
I guess that's a good problem to have, but organic doesn't get turned around very quickly, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, if you're a conventional dairy farmer, you're probably not going to want to make organic. And even if you wanted to, it could take you several years to get up and running. And so that's not the dynamic that I see. What I see is you've got folks coming back to animal-based products. And at some point, that means they're closer to buying conventional dairy products as well, which are just as healthy and satiating as, you know, anything organic, in my opinion. So I would say that it's a good first step in the right direction. But outside of that, you know, you're going to have a tight organic market for some time to come.
Well, I think the consumers are starting to read the boxes and see the ingredients and what is in the plant-based beverages. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today we're with the men from 97 Milk, Earl Zimmerman and Glenn Hirsch. Glenn, you've been involved in 97 Milk for a while.
I got involved sort of by mistake, I think, because I'm a dairy farmer and my nutritionist said, we have a problem. And we have this man that started painting some bales with the message, milk is 97% fat free. And from there, I was asked to chair a meeting with a group of small farmers and held that position ever since. So 6 years gone by. I've been a dairy farmer for over 30 years. We saw the decline in fluid milk consumption, which is bad for the consumer, bad for the producer. So we have saw the need and we're attempting to correct that. And we've actually had some success.
Earl, how were you recruited into 97 Milk?
Well, I was also one of the neighbors of the first painted bale board. And I asked Nelson if he could paint a second bale and put it on my farm. So I've been there ever since.
How do farmers react when you talk to them about 97 Milk?
Some of them think I'm a little loony. They think that their dairy product's good and nobody needs to talk about it.
We know that's not necessarily true, especially the loony part. But beyond that, we know that we need to get out there and promote milk.
Yes. Right now, I think I kind of switched. I went from helping to support the dairy farmers more to now educating the consumer because I want the kids to have better milk.
And Glenn, you really have some great materials available for people who want to help with 97 Milk.
We have materials that anyone can hand out, and also the social media part is up and running. So there's different options available, and everyone can do something.
97 Milk, I know it's popular here in Pennsylvania. Nationally, what do you think is going to happen?
The whole milk and school choice, I think we're getting closer. However, one thing unique about 97 Milk is we are not affected by legislation, the speed of it or the slowness of it. We continue to plod along like a steady horse. Our message has been from day one to educate consumers. And that can be our neighbor down the road all the way to the President of the United States.
Glenn Hirsch and Earl Zimmerman with 97 Milk. Thanks for being with us today.
I invite everyone to join in and educating consumers about the benefits of whole milk. It is beyond anything that anyone has ever invented because it was created by our creator and it is a perfect food.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.